Recreation and open space. I had reached out to the, I guess he's some sort of recreation person who does programs there, and he had never gotten back to me, and so I'm looking at the Y website because I really do think that they're an important resource. So I actually sent an email off to the CEO, and he got back to me the next day, and he was so apologetic. And as I said to council, this has been my response whenever I've reached out to anybody for anything. When they get back, it's thorough and it's appreciative and they want to be heard. And that's the, I mean, as long as they have the time. I haven't heard back from Youth Links or Truckers sent me it's thoroughly in-depth response. So I'm just going to read, just because Mike asked about the questions that I asked and the responses from the Y regarding the community center, because I really feel like there is a big disservice being done to the Y and to the city in this regard, because they're actually doing a very good job running programs for the kids in the city.
You do that, and I tell you my conversation I have with Troy, too.
Oh, I liked him.
Might be a little bit different than your conversation.
Well, they're doing things at no charge for the youth of Rockland.
No, that wasn't what Troy told me. Actually, I asked him about Madougal Community Park first, because some people had some reservations out there. They wanted the Y to come up there and use the park. But I talked to Troy about that, and he said, we have no interest in using that park whatsoever.
Nope.
He said, it doesn't fit our needs. I says, what about the recreation? He said, we'll only be here for 3 to 5 years in the rec center, then we're moving out of here. He said, that's our plan. We're going to find another facility in Rockland that more accommodates our needs. I don't even know if that means Boston Financial down there, where they are now. Part of them are now because they have a program down there. Or elsewhere, but they were going to look for another building in the city. And they said then that the city manager would help them be doing this. But he says, they have, after 3 to 5 years, they're going to start looking for another building.
Well, so the WISE plans don't really affect the comprehensive plan right now. So what the, and basically the, what the comprehensive plan is how it's affecting the residents. And so I'm just going to go over what the Y, what the collaboration is between the Y and the city and how it will affect the comp plan when we do our community outreach to the residents. So my question was, is there any collaboration between the Y and the RSU 13 school division? And if so, what facilities are accessible to the public for use and vice versa? Are there charges for usage? And he said the Y collaborates with RSU on a number of projects, including using the schools, two schools during the school year to operate after school programs. There is no charge for this space, and they only charge children a minimal fee to cover staffing costs. They also partner with RSU 13 to offer swim lessons for children in their special needs program, and they do charge a fee to cover staff costs. Collaboration between Rockland Senior Housing and the Y, and what type of programs are provided for Rockland senior citizens. The Y offers numerous physical fitness programs for Rockland area seniors. They offer classes at the Rockland Harbor Y and also class at the Methodist Conference Home in Bartlett Woods. They also offer periodic educational programs and sightseeing trips for seniors. I'm assuming that there is a charge for those things, which I don't think is unreasonable because you got to pay for something. What recreation services does the Y offer, and where can a resident of Rockland access this information? And he gave me a very, very long list, which is also available. They have flyers at all the locations. It was very accessible to when I looked for this information. Is the Y offering any programs at Chickawaukee, such as swimming lessons, classes, sailing? Does the Y provide lifeguard services? Are there any arrangements specific to Rockland residents in any program offerings? They do offer a summer recreation program at Chickie Summer Camp, and they are running swimming lessons at the end of August at the lake. They provide lifeguards for the programs that they offer, but not for beach patrons in general. And Rockland residents are able to participate in the summer camp program at the member rate, which is discounted because we're Rockland residents. Much discussion has been made, been had regarding the Flanagan Community Center and the role the Y is playing in its operation. Can you clarify what programs are available to Rockland youth under 18, as well as other Rockland residents of Rockland? Is there any programming specific to senior citizens? We're trying to get a solid handle on what type of organized recreational opportunities are available to every age group in the community so we can create a clear vision of any gaps, overlaps, or concerns. And again, he had highlighted all the youth programs. All the other programs listed are offered to the adults. They also offer dozens of programs at the Rockland Harbor location for adults and seniors, and that's all on their website. So those are wide programs, but they are offered to Rockland residents at discounted rates.
So are they all things people have to pay for?
No.
If you're under,
they provide free. Well, I think you have to pay. No, for youth under, and I can't remember what the age cutoff was, but there was a cutoff. I want to say it's 12. But then older kids can use the basketball courts and all of that for no fee.
So,
but they do have to register, and they do have to fill out some sort of a, you know, waiver or whatever so that the Y's not responsible.
But there are opportunities for kids to participate in these things for free.
Yes, without
any fees.
Yes. And I'm going to get back to that in a second. And then I said my understanding of the role of the Y in managing the recreational programs is that the city owns and maintains the community center, and the Y creates and manages the programs. Is this correct? Are there limitations? Because the Y does have a mission statement, and I don't know whether the mission statement is in line, you know, with the public or not. Is the Y running programs in other locations for Rockland residents, and do residents from nearby communities have access to the same programs? And he said, my understanding is correct. The city owns the community center, and the Y operates the building, including offering the programs and staffing the building. They have the facility on Water Street and also at South School to operate the after-school program. People from all over access the programs and offerings. However, we provide free memberships to Rockland area youth to access the Y. So on that, just being said, if you have a community center that's run by the city that doesn't charge anything, you're not necessarily going to have all the residents of the city, the youth, wanting to use that facility because it... Because a lot of the people who don't have the funds to pay for it also don't have the parental supervision. So you're just attracting, I don't mean to say this in a bad way. It's been a positive thing for the Y to be registering and having accountability for who's coming into its facility.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
Again, I have a disagreement with that. I've been here for a long time. Back in my day, probably Jim can remember this, that building down there was so busy, it wasn't funny. They had so many basketball programs. They had high school, junior high, and pee wee teams, and that place was packed every night down there. It was free. They had a men's league, a women's league, high school. They had teams and everything, probably 8-10 teams. They had dancers down there, roller skating down there.
But your parents knew where you were, and your parents made sure that you were going to be respectful of who was going to be in charge down there, and that's not necessarily the case anymore. And so when you're having kids just dropping in who don't have any accountability anywhere, the kids who would show up to play basketball and everything are not necessarily showing up. That's my understanding talking to parents. So there's actually a lot more participation there now as a result of this whole process of signing in, was what I've heard
from recent years.
Than recent years. I'm not talking about back in the day.
Yeah.
And I talked to somebody who was, she's probably 10 years younger than I am, who was here back in the day, and she said her mother wouldn't allow her to go there.
Well,
so. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like it's just a whole different thing through the ages, and you know, it's just the times that we're in. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how else to address that. But I mean, we're trying to turn this into a positive and have the Y and the city work collaboratively for the positive experience of the youth and seniors and anybody else who's using the facilities.
Let me tell you, the branding of Y, the YMCA. It's good for Rockland, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than, you know, yeah, we have a rec director.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say the YMCA, it carries a lot of weight in the minds of parents.
I think when they named it the Flanagan Community Center, that was huge as well. Because that's a very, it was very respected. I mean, I was there at the council meeting when they talked about that, and it was an emotional night for a lot of people who grew up with him as a coach.
Grew up with him and his father.
Right.
Jimmy.
And I don't know any of these people, so it had an impact on me that they named it that center.
Julie, the one question I had, because you referenced that the city owns the building and the Y is running the programs. These Y created programs, or is there some input that comes in from the city on those programs?
As far as my understanding is, it's Y created because the Y is also staffing. Mm-hmm. And I spoke with Tom Luttrell about this and said, is there anything that's going to change? And he said, no, this has been a wonderful financially for the city. It's gone very well. And he has gotten a lot of positive feedback by the people who are using the facilities. Okay. So, Mike, if there's somebody else I should talk to besides these people.
Well, Troy Gertis.
Well, that's who I
know. He's the one that told me that you're looking at 3 to 5 years to be there and looking for a different spot.
Well, and so to me, that's just, this is, they're running the programs in a thing. That's the city's problem. It's not the Y's problem. It's the
but also, that is an old building.
Yes.
I mean, that.
Right. But this isn't the Y's problem.
No,
this is
not
the
at
city's.
All.
This is the city's comprehensive plan that it needs
to
be addressed in.
I just want to maybe kind of the same note here, but maybe change the subject just today. The recreation part, you know, the park commission involved a lot of recreation things too. And this new Maduro Community Park up there, we plan on having cross country snowshoeing and skiing up there.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get this, it won't be this winter, but maybe next winter. Once this thing up the walking block gets down, this trail system, then we can have a cross-country ski instructor come in and teach people, teach kids maybe how to cross-country ski or snowshoe. And we figure that's a big recreation. Could be a big recreation
thing. Who's going to be running that? The Parks Commission? And the reason I ask that is because when I was going over the recreation and open space, people to reserve the fields, the ball fields, they call Public Works. Which to me, that was kind of a
that's
strange
ball
thing.
Fields. That's not, that has nothing
yeah,
to do
with it's recreation. Commission. It should be the Parks Commission, is my point.
No, we don't, a lot of ball fields are school property. We don't have anything to do with school property. It's private property. Well, I should say private. It's got to do with schools. We don't have anything to do with that. There's a football field up in Thomas Street. There's, the baseball and softball fields up there. I guess George Hall and Claybrook Landscaping are redoing them now, is what I heard.
Right.
But that don't have, that's not our property anyway. It's Parks Commission property, you know. So, no, we're not going to have the Parks Commission is not going to be having you know, the football program at the Maduro Park starting up here pretty soon. But we have no intention of putting any ball fields in there. I mean, there's like 9 to 10 ball fields in City Rock right now. So.
Okay,
don't
so
need any more.
Yeah, but who would set up the cross country skiing?
We would have to do something about that. See if we can get a structure up there, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that may be something worth going to the YMCA and say, look, we got the trails.
Hey.
How about you coordinate?
YMCA's in Colorado.
And then, of course, we're planning on having an ice pond up there down on the lower end. Mm-hmm. I think somewhere where Amy wants to use it for gardens down in that area, maybe.
All right, so I'm going to just wrap this up.
Well, I have one small recreation thing that I discovered in Guntakook and Camden. They have put boat rack spaces that people can rent for the summer so you don't have to haul your canoe or kayak back and forth. You can just leave it at the lake.
Wow.
And the article about it said that Camden is making $60,000 to $90,000 a year in revenue from them. And I don't know if they had to purchase them or if it's just this company and you're allowing the companies to make money. But anyways, I mentioned to Tom Luttrell and he seemed really interested and he said that he's passing info on to Matt Ripley. Have you been in touch with him?
Matt Ripley's the harbor master.
Yeah. Well, he's also in charge of Chickwacky Lake and Snowmoon Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. So that would be someone else to talk to because if he's going to be in charge
there's
of
there's a dam up there.
Activity, then
that's why. Chickwacky Lake.
Yeah, but why?
Camden did a survey, and the number one reason that people said they don't get on the water as much as they'd like to is that it takes
the boat.
Yeah, they have to pick up the boat four times, which is the same with us. So
I know.
We actually are going to maybe.
Could you do that sort of racking at Snow Marine Park? For kayak racking.
Yeah, so that it could be on both.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. That'd be a great spot to do that.
Yeah.
Chickwacky.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Chickwacky, if you don't know, this is actually used by float planes for stalking fish in the area. Chickwacky.
Oh, that's good. Okay, Amy, regional, no, Callie, regional coordinator. You're done.
I don't have anything else to say. I think the last thing, I don't have anything else to say.
Now, does the Park Commission have some kind of paper archives going back down the decades?
Well, you know, when we was at the Recreation Center, there's a four-drawer filing cabinet down there with all the park commission stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody seems to know what happened to that filing cabinet.
Oh, no.
I can't find that anywhere.
It's on the Shelf of Shame in City Hall.
What's that?
It's with everything on the Shelf of Shame.
Well, I don't know if they moved up in the YMCA. It's still in that room.
I gotta remember.
I do have reports of the park commission going back to 1990 of the log, you know, stuff like that. I've gotten to Richard Warner. He printed out a whole bunch of them for me.
Well, yeah. There must be planning documents going back into the 70s.
Yeah, I don't know where they would be. You know. I need to go right down to YMCA on Lima Street. Get with Benji. Go way out there in that room.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one.
It's still sitting there.
All right, well, it's 8 o'clock.
Time to go.
Bingo.
All right.
So,
thanks.
We don't have to adjourn the meeting, evidently, because...
Well, you just declared it.
We just declared it adjourned. So, well, thank you to our guests for coming. We appreciate your input.
Okay, and I have some things I will send to you.